This is Yasmin.
Hi, I'm Jack, and this is The Free Show.
This is The Free Show. We're going to go for some fun lager to the library.
Lager-related banter, hopefully. Basically, what we want to do is take you from the lager house. No, we want to get to the lager house. We want to take you from the library to the lager house. And hopefully, by the time we get there, you're on a 12. You're a 12 from the Free Show.
Definitely. Okay, so we're best mates. We've lived together. We've basically been practicing this for a year, so...
So, you know, no pressure.
No pressure.
At all.
So what have you been up to in the last week, Jack?
Very boring.
So went to Wales for the weekend. Jamie XX, Sounds in Your Future.
How is it?
Not good. Only good at music. Not good at DJing, I feel. But...
Good.
Yeah, I feel you, but George Fitzgerald Bonobo, way better. Definitely way better.
I love him. Isn't he in Leeds?
He is in Leeds, 27th Warehouse Circular. Get on it. All night.
I need to actually buy my name for that. Yeah, so there's kind of an elephant in the room, Yaz.
Bit of an elephant.
I'm not talking about an overweight producer or, you know, someone that's just standing next to us. It's the fact that we weren't on air last week. So thank you to everyone that tried to tune in.
Really appreciate it. Even though it was the only you, Mum, but cheers.
Yeah, thank you, Carol. We love you. So you're probably not listening this week, but oh well. Yaz, can you tell us what's coming up in the show over the next hour?
Okay, so we've got Yik Gak Advice Time, where we give advice to people who don't want it. We've got Justin Bieber Song of the Week. Had to let Jack have that one.
Yes.
Got a Remix of the Week. 90s Dance Tune of the Week. Got quite a weeky theme going on. But
it's a weekly show.
Right,
let's do
now,
it.
We have got Duke Dumont. Melt.
And hit us up on SoundCloud and tweet us for shout outs. But yes, we have Duke Dumont Melt with the Blase Boys Club coming straight up.
I'm melting.
I know there's three horny boys out there, Angus, James and Alex is the shout out for you. Thank you for getting in touch with the show. That was Duke Dumont, Melt, the Blase Boys, Club EP, Moose T, Horny Remix as well. And next up is my favourite part of the show, would you say, Yaz?
Yeah.
Well, actually, it's not as good as Justin Bieber. No. You can't get as good as that. But this is Yik Yak Advice Time. So basically, this is when we pick out a few yaks over the past week that we think have been pretty interesting, pretty cool, and need our advice. Kind of an agony relative.
Aunt and uncle.
Not married.
Not married.
I'm 100% single, ladies.
He's also very alone, if anyone didn't know that.
I'm not alone. I'm just lonely. So anyway, basically, if you don't know, Yik Yak is like an anonymous Twitter. You can post status updates anonymously. They can be funny, but yeah, they're kind of cries for help. That's what we're kind of treating them as. So we've picked a couple, and Yaz, you're going to kick us off with the first one.
I am indeed. Okay.
Shoot.
Here we go. Can't decide if my tutor... Wrong one, Jack.
You can't read.
Wrong one. Sorry, I'm going to blame that on Ryder.
Yeah.
when you find your flatmate's Twitter and she's been slagging you all off, sarcastic thumbs up emoji.
I mean, for me,
hate the use of sarcastic thumbs up. Positive people.
I'd say I'm a very emojical guy.
Emojical.
I like to use emojis a lot, so I'd read a lot into that thumbs up. Would you?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, to be honest with you, talking about slagging off on Twitter and stuff like that, I have Twitter. I'm not gonna miss out, but I don't really use it that much, so. People could be slagging me off all the time, and I wouldn't have an idea.
I've done it before, and I'll do it again.
What?
Slag you off on Twitter.
Yeah, well, I've got loads of like really bad Snapchat to use, so that's fine.
Yeah, if I ever want a career in politics, you could ruin it.
Also, shameless promotion right now. Follow us on This Is LSR on Snapchat. The radio station has a Snapchat.
Got Instagram too,
cool
same name.
Is that? But yes, Yaz, take us back to this Yik Yak with it.
Okay, so, well, you know, 15 years girls' school experience. I feel like if people say things behind your back, they're scared to say it to your face, you know?
Yeah. Amen, sister. But,
Never do that again. Never do that again.
We're not even concentrating on the yak. Would you confront them, though?
No, yeah, I definitely confront them because it makes people feel awkward about it, you know? Like, you either make them feel awkward about it.
Right.
And whilst you do it, and then they never do it again. Or you have it out and it's all good. Transparency is key.
Okay, so the tip of the day right there is don't tweet and biash, kids. Okay, don't twitch. I think we've nailed that. I think that was actually good advice. Was it?
Yeah. Okay. They should take it anyway.
Okay, anyway, moving swiftly on. We just saved someone's life. The next one. Okay, this is the second yak of the week. Can't decide if my tutor calls me for so many meetings because he fancies me or because my life is a mess. There's no emojis on that one.
Okay, there's two issues at hand here. One, your tutor fancying you. Two, okay. Your life being a mess.
I mean, hang on, wait, two issues. For me, that's one issue.
Same problem.
It's the same blooming problem.
Definitely. No, got to be honest, don't think your tutor's going to fancy you. If they do, though...
Yeah, but...
Okay, firstly, get out your own arse. Sorry, I forgot to say that on radio. Sorry, mum. If they do fancy you, at least those lonely, you know, those Sunday afternoon vibes, Philippa, you know what I'm about. Sunday afternoon vibes, when you kind of think, this would be a nice time to have a boyfriend, but just for a few hours.
Yeah,
just remember that one person out there fancies you, your tutor.
Okay, that was pretty deep. But, I mean, all I'm saying is, obviously I'm asking for a friend.
No.
Probably for Andy.
No.
What if you want to learn more about the subject, and this is a way in to learn about it?
No, never.
Okay. What about the second issue then? Sorting your life out.
Okay, you only need to have your life sorted if you're in final year. If not, just get a lager and get a life.
That's probably the best advice. So yeah, that was our Yik Yak advice time. We think we've helped some people, probably saved some lives. I personally say, so I'm pretty proud of that one. But next up we have my favourite part of the show. Basically, it's just the JBeeb song of the week. That's what I've got written down. This week you probably heard it. It was all over Radio 1 Extra. Craig David doing bits. Bits over the Where Are You Now soundtrack with Jay Beebs. Fill Me In cover. And please, Yasmin, can we hear it now?
I was checking this girl next door when her parents went out. She phoned, say, hey, boy, come on right around. Someone knocked at the door. You were standing with a bottle of red wine. But you did pour just in long black satin. Laced to the floor. So I went in and we sat down, started kissing, caressing. Told me about jacuzzi, sounded interesting. So we jumped right in. All calls diverted to answer phone. Please leave a message after the tone. I mean, me and her parents were kinda cool, but they were the fine line between me and you. We were just doing things some people in love do. Parents trying to find out what we were up to. Saying parents trying to find out what we were up to. Ooh yeah. Saying fill me in. Why will you creep around? Why will you creep around late last night? Can you fill me in? Why will you creep? Why will you creep around late last night? Can you fill me in? Why will you creep around? Why will you creep around late last night? Can you fill me in? Why will you creep? Why will you creep around? Since I was 16, been a few years, let's call it 16. A brand new flow for 2016. Spit 16, a sick cook 16. I've been doing this since I was 16. Been a few years, let's call it 16. A brand new flow for 2016. Seen, it's just a living a dream. 1999 when I first came on the scene. Skinny young rare from out of 19. With a bunch of melodies, the days know what I mean. Lean and mean, embody the whole scene. Packing on muscle like bars of protein. Crushing every microphone that I'll be holding. Cause you know I'll be training dirty wrists and keeping it clean. Whenever the coast was clear and she'd ask me to come out, I'd say, hey girl, come right around. So she knocked at the door, I was standing with the keys in my hand, took the 4x4, jumped in my ride, checking that nobody saw. The coffee went in, we got down, bounce to the rhythm. Sorry it was early morning, thought we better be leaving. So I gave you my jacket for you to hold. Told you to wear it cause you felt cold. I mean, me and I didn't mean to break the rules. I weren't trying to play your mom and dad for fools. We were just doing things and people in love do. Parents trying to find out what we were up to. Saying, fill me in. Why will you creep around? Why will you creep around late last night? Can you fill me in? Why will you creep? Why will you creep? Ooh yeah, ooh yeah. Fill me in. Why will you creep around? Why will you creep around late last night? Can you fill me in? Why will you creep around? Why will you creep around? Yo. Spit 16, a sick quick 16. I've been doing this since I was 16. Been a few years, let's call it 16. A brand new flow for 2016. Spit 16, a sick quick 16. I've been doing this since I was 16. Been a few years, let's call it 16. A brand new flow for 2016. Seem to let me run up on this beat. No nonsense whenever you're around me. It don't make sense, my time I ain't wasting. If I come to mess about, we all know that's a long thing. But then I sing, I flip the whole thing. One verse song, that first I'll be rapping. And if I get bored of the beat, it's thumping. Man, like me, I press stop and just start be boxing.
Okay, this now it is time for remix of the week.
Probably my third favourite element in the show.
Third favourite?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see how it goes.
Okay.
So this is Seven Nation Army, The White Stripes, remixed by JC and Scott Moken. Blast from the past, this one. One of the top hits of the noughties. Shout out to Sammy for
We love you, Sammy.
You can download this song from SoundCloud for free. See our SoundCloud, The Pre-Show, for details.
Oi.
Here we go.
I'm talking to myself right now.
of the week. Absolute chowoon. I'd just like to take this time to dedicate some time, actually, to our loyal listeners. We've got Andrew Douglas listening in from Durham, Molly Harvey, Sam James Watts. He's going out to Hi-Fi.
Spice Girls listening up.
We love you, Spice Girls. Anastasia as well. it's not the actual Spice Girls, is it?
No, but we wish.
I mean, I thought David might be listening or something like that. But anyways, up next, we've got an absolute chown. We then got our 90s dance tune of the week. And then we've got bangers time. But, you know, I'm going to talk about that in a little while. And then we're going to sign off with our Ibiza Ibiza anthem of the week. If I had to rank it fourth time of the show for favourite. But it's Blinky with Don't Give Up On Love. Me and you in the summertime. How we touched, how we kissed, felt so bright. Sun is gone, but the moon shines so bright. And I know we're wishing on the same star tonight. Oh, don't give up on love.
It's time for 90s dance tune of the week. Woo! We're going to bring you this every week and just give you a little flashback to the 90s.
Thank you.
Take you back to the decade we were pretty much all born. So at the moment, we've got Dominika, Gotta Let You Go. This is the original currently playing. Interestingly, she pretty much did one song. Then there was an 11-track album of remixes.
We listened to all of it.
All of them. Every single one.
In detail.
Not really that different. But we think our favourite is by Bicep. Bicep are massive at the moment.
We love
them. Absolute bangers.
Brilliant
out. Polly Pineapple. Just the Warehouse Project later this year.
We need to see them, actually.
Come to Warehouse Project. Let's do it.
That's an invite.
Yeah. So we've got a really good remix from them coming up. We really like it. We think it just brings out the best of the song.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to go with that now.
That is our 90s dance tune of the week. Thank you, Yaz, for that. I'm going to dedicate that one to Cyhorse. He absolutely loves the 90s. And, you know, while I'm here, I'm going to give a shout-out to my little brother, Harry Ryder.
Harry, so glad you're listening. Thanks so much. Yeah, you're my second favourite rider.
You should be in bed.
After
and I really hope that you did well in your football match this evening. But, you know, away from family matters, it's going to get serious now.
Okay? It's bangers time. It's time for some bangers.
And I think this is my favourite. It's bangers and blooming mash, Yasmin, because this is my favourite part of the show. We're going to... I mean, right now, what are you out of 10, Yas?
I would say I'm about 6.5.
I'm not talking about appearance. I'm talking about pumped height.
Appearance, obviously 12,
yeah,
20.
Yeah, we're 12s all the time.
Yourself.
Every day.
Out of...
pumpness.
Pumpness
like,
out.
How are you feeling?
6.75 out of 10.
I was going to say 7 for myself. I mean, the next part of the show is going to take us to the next level. It's the next stage. I mean, we've been talking about 130 BPM. It's my favourite BPM. Yas, what do you...
I'm going to say 140. I'm more upbeat than you.
Yeah, you do. You like. We'll have to play some more upbeat stuff to please Yaz. But yeah, bangers time. My favourite part of the show. And the first song we'd like to kick it off with is playing right now. It's Click Click and DJ Glenn. Girls, girls, girls.
clap your hands now. Unreroute the rivers, let the damned water beat. There's some people down the way that's thirsty, so let the liquid spirit free. The people are thirsty because of man's unnatural hand. Watch what happens when the people catch wind, when the water hit the banks of that hard, dry land. Liquid spirit. Liquid spirit. Liquid spirit. Liquid spirit. Clap your hands now.
That was Greg Porter, Liquid Spirit. We're getting a lot of requests about what songs we're playing. Just letting you know, we have a SoundCloud.
Follow us.
The pre-show. We will update it weekly with every song we play.
Shout out to Indie as well.
Mum, I'll show you how to work it. Yeah, shout out to Indie. Indie Bay. Okie dokie. So next up, we've got Ryan Blith and After Six. Trust me. It's a really, really good remix. The full version's out November 6th. This is just a little snippet. But we hope you're excited.
Keep on, check one, play this song, one. Everyone knows me, I know you guys, you know me. We've had to play this banger on the show. It's Kylie Minogue, I really can't get her out of my head.
I can't either.
She's amazing.
She's amazing.
Do we have anything else
Kylie
to say?
Kylie or Danny?
What, for Minnie? What, like hanging out?
No.
Yeah, you mean like hanging out in the cinema or something? Your brother is listening. Danny.
Sorry, Harry. Sorry. I'm going to go with Danny.
Obviously, Danny. Check one. Was epic. Kylie Minogue, it never gets old, does it?
Never gets old.
I think it's a firm favourite and it's in my starred Spotify playlist. Give it a follow, guys. You know, the more followers, the better. But, I mean, that's pretty much it for this week, isn't it? I mean, we've done pretty well.
Time flies when you're having fun. I know you've
and
had a lot of
fun. It's flew. Flying.
Flown. It's flown.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I am.
Yeah, next up we usually have Dirty Brit, which is a song about Brit pop rock. You'll listen.
Indie Brit pop is, I think, what's going on. But yeah, be excited.
Okay, I am excited.
You're pumped up now, so yeah. It'll be fun.
Yeah, that's my next question. What are you out of 10, Yaz? Come on.
12.
Come on. Yes! Job.
What about
done.
You?
I'd probably say 13.
13.
Yeah. Hyped up. Do you want to go to Hi-Fi?
Yeah, shall we?
If anyone's listening, we're probably going to go to the terrace after this. So,
terrace, Hi-Fi, hit us up. Got a day off tomorrow. May
yeah,
as well go for it.
Exactly. Make the most of it. We've had a great time. We hope you have too. Listen to us next week, please. Thank you for the shout outs as well. But before we go, we have time for the Ibiza Anthem of the Week. And basically, this week it comes from Pete Tong's BBC Ibiza Proms, which was this summer at the Royal Albert Hall. It's amazing. If you haven't heard it already, you have to listen to it. If you've heard it before, listen to it again, please. It's a classic. It's a banger. It's Fatboy Slim right here, right now.
Radio.